Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade, New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker, London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast with no interviews and no nonsense, just valuable daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's lesson, you will learn, is selling ads on your website a viable business? Can you have a website that's successful enough to just run off ad money? You hear stories where people are making hundreds and thousands of dollars on Google AdSense and different types of ads on their website. Is this for real? Is this actually happening? Are these viable business models? We get into it in today's lesson, so let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Constant Contact. Email marketing is still the most effective way of marketing. I mean, 91% of U.S. adults like to receive promotional emails, and 66% of them have made a purchase as a result of an email marketing message. So it's no wonder that email marketing works. And with Constant Contact, they make it super easy for you to get started. Your emails will look professional, and your emails will get delivered fast. With Constant Contact, you can become an email marketing rock star. Become an email marketing rockstar today with a free trial from Constant Contact. Just go to ConstantContact.com to get started. Again, that's ConstantContact.com. Making money with ads on your website is not a myth. You can make money with ads on your website. It's actually a viable revenue stream for many big websites. Sites like Huffington Post, TMZ, Business Insider, Mashable, all these sites have ads on their site. And you better believe they're making a good amount of money off these ads. But let me put things in perspective here. The Huffington Post gets an estimated 110 million unique monthly visitors. That's nearly 4 million visitors a day, unique visitors. So they obviously have a lot of traffic, and your ad revenue is going to depend greatly on your traffic. So if you're just getting started, you're probably not going to make a lot of money with ads because you're still building an audience. You're still building some traction on the internet. So right off the bat, you shouldn't start planning to build a business around this concept and start earning revenue within, you know, a few months. It just doesn't happen. But there are small personal blogs that have a decent amount of traffic that can make a decent amount of revenue off ads. But it's probably not their only revenue stream. But it does help support the business. A good example of this is addictedtosuccess.com. This is a website that was founded by Joel Brown. He's an Australian entrepreneur. And I followed his success over the years. He launched the site in 2011. It's a great site for motivational quotes, great stories about how successful people become successful, tips about successful habits, things like that. And he runs ads on his site, but Joel gets at least 1 million visitors a month. So I'm going to give you a few tips if you're thinking about building a website and putting ads on that website to make revenue. Number one, we talked about this. It takes time. You need to have a long-term view because it's going to take you some time to build some traction and build some regular traffic that's constantly increasing so the ad money will make sense for you. Number two, you got to be publishing constantly. The whole point of a blog that makes money off ads is that its resources, the articles that they publish, are useful and they're consistent. The reason why people are visiting the site over and over is because there's great free content for them to absorb. And this is why advertisers would want a spot on your site, because they know people love visiting your site and it's useful. So keep that in mind, that there is a lot of hard work. There's a lot of writing, and there's some constant publishing going on the site. And we're not talking about once a week. A lot of these blogs publish once a day. I mean, the Huffington Post has, you know, 5 to 10 new articles every single day, because this is their whole business, is publishing new articles, syndicating articles, so people can visit their website, and therefore their revenue for advertising will go up. The third thing you need to understand is how Google AdSense works if you use Google AdSense. Google AdSense places ads on your website depending on the niche your website's all about. They want to display ads that are relevant to your readers. Now, there's certain websites that Google will not allow ads on. You got to check out their terms and conditions for that. But the thing that people don't understand is that it's not a clear-cut equation. They don't really tell you how much money you're going to get for every visitor. It depends on your niche, depends on the ads that are being rolled out. It also depends on if the user actually clicks on the ad. The more your visitors click on the ads, the more valuable your site becomes to AdSense. And you got to keep up to date with this, because sometimes things change with AdSense, the way they calculate things. You kind of have to know what's going on at all times, because they do change the rules and regulation. Number four, this is actually not a bad business model if you're not the kind of person that wants to create your own products and sell your own products. Some people just don't want to do that. And they just want to focus on creating great content, whether that's a video blog, whether that's a blog post or audio post or infographics. They just want to be a writer. And they just want to really niche down on whatever they're writing about. And this is not a bad idea for a lot of people, because a lot of people, they start this out as a hobby. They write about the topic that they enjoy. The blog gets traction. People start liking it. And they just continue to write and get better at it. So this is not a horrible idea. But you do have to understand that sales, in terms of revenue, is a little bit out of your control, because it all depends on the traffic and AdSense or whatever ad company you're using. It's not like you can launch a product and make some sales. But if you're in no rush to make revenue, this is a good place to start. And you know, I always say that blogging is a great way to hone in your communication skills. The next point I want to make is that you have options when it comes to selling your ad spots on your site. You don't only have to use Google AdSense or another company like AdRoll, for example. You could sell those spots to the advertisers directly. You can contact companies or individuals that sell products or services that align with the topic that you write about on your blog. You can sell them a package directly. So you could tell them how many visitors you get a month. You can show them a screenshot of your Google Analytics if you like. And you could tell them, hey, this spot in this part of my site is this much money every single month. Or I could do a package deal for 3 months. And a lot of people prefer to do this, work directly with the advertiser. I know my buddy Matt Givinisi at swimuniversity.com does this with his own business. He sells his ads directly with the actual advertiser. And for him, it's just worked out better. Guys, I got more on today's lesson, but before that, I gotta give love to today's sponsor, Edible Arrangements. If you're listening to this podcast, I know you're ambitious. You've established yourself professionally, and now you're looking for more. Take the next steps in your entrepreneurial journey with Edible Arrangements and become an Edible Arrangements franchisee. Yes, the brand that revolutionized gifting with handcrafted fruit arrangements and gourmet chocolate-covered fruit now also offers delicious everyday treats like smoothies, fruit salads, and parfaits. And as an Edible Arrangements franchisee, you get access to an established brand with 16 years of growth, over 80% of brand recognition, and 1,200 locations worldwide. You'll benefit from their know-how, support, and millions of visitors to the Edible Arrangements e-commerce platform. Discover why Entrepreneur Magazine named Edible Arrangements a top franchise among the best of the best of 2015. Start your journey to sweet success with Edible Arrangements as an Edible Arrangements franchise owner. Call 1-888-727-4258 or go to edible.com. That's 1-888-727-4258 or edible.com. To wrap up today's lesson, selling ads on your website is a viable model if you're willing to put in the work and put in the time to build a high traffic website. The best way to look at this is that in this business model, instead of selling your product, selling your information, you're giving it away for free in order to get a large amount of people to come to your website. In exchange, you make your money off the ads that are displayed. And of course, you can make money in other ways. You could still sell your products and services if you'd like. Or you can do affiliate links through Amazon or through other products. The point here is that this business model is based on getting as many people to your website as possible. If that's something that excites you, then you may want to take a look at this as an option. But if you're the kind of person that wants to create a product and sell it, then you can have a viable business with a whole lot less traffic. I know businesses that make a healthy living with under 20,000 visitors a month. So just keep that in mind. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope you enjoyed it. What are you doing after this episode? Do you have 2 minutes to spare? Drop us an iTunes rating and review. Let us know what you love about this show. And remember, everybody who leaves us an iTunes rating and review enters our weekly random draw to win a free ride, a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. If you're on your iPhone, just click on the cover art. You'll see a link that says give us a rating and review. The rest is super easy. If you're on your browser, just go to 100mba.net/show. Here's a review from Roman Yako. Roman says, great podcast, 5 stars, great show with great information in just the right amount of time. Thanks, Roman. Really appreciate your support. All right, guys, I want to leave you with this. If you're looking to transition out of your job, out of employment, and replace your income with an online business, then the model of having a website that gets enough traffic to make enough revenue for ads is going to be a tough one. It's going to take you some time to get to that point where you're making enough revenue to support yourself. I mean, it could take you a year, 2 years, maybe even 3 years. And now it's getting even more competitive online. But if you have the time, if you have that long-term view, and you're not in any rush to leave your job, then this is a viable option. And it's a great way for you to hone in on your writing skills as well as the concepts and ideas you have around your topic. So don't count it out. It's a great way to do something on the side. All right, guys, I hope that helps. And I hope to see you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.